Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Two receivers left, two receivers to the right. Cousins sets up the quick screen to Thompson on the left side. Thompson to the 20, zigzags to the 30, up the left sideline to the 40. Thompson to midfield and into the clear at the 40, to the 30, to the 20. Amerson catches him at the 10 and shoves him out of bounds. 74 yards for Chris Thompson on 3rd and 19.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
I want to wish everyone a happy Chris Thompson Day from all of us here at the Grant and Danny radio show. My first Chris Thompson Day was spent, well, when yours was probably, way back in the year of 2013, when I started to realize something was a-brewing here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This young man who put Starbursts in his socks was a hard worker. He'd made the roster and no longer on the practice squad, and I thought maybe, just maybe, his speed would create some matchup problems. And you know, fast forward this many years later, and it's just great to celebrate a day like this with family. We all get around the campfire, sleeping in long cabins at night, in Catoctin Mountains, and talk about the many things that Chris Thompson has done to make our lives better. And I'm glad he's on our side.
Different families have different traditions for Chris Thompson Day. Ours, because he's, you know, a third down back, we get three people, and you know, we just sort of. Only three of us to get together at a time. And even if there's more people in the house, it's rooms of three. We separate into groups of three. And we celebrate the different things that you can do as a third down back. You could pick up blitzes. We talk about that. I remember one time, it was so funny, my sister told a story about how there was no rusher, and she leaked out of the backfield and caught a pass and ran for a first down on a third and long. People say, oh, it's just a check down. But it's not if you're in the open field and you have that kind of ability and you're such a matchup problem. And we try to have matchup problems around the house where you try to block me from the food and I get past you and I eat it. And it's so much fun. We play little games on Chris Thompson Day. Always great.
Happy Chris Thompson Day from us to you. We'll be taking some of your calls and getting your thoughts on Chris Thompson Day. And we want to know how you guys generally celebrate days like this on your holiday calendar at 800-636-1067. A lot of game balls to give out today, so let's get to it. Pull one out of the bag for me. Kirk Cousins, 5 incompletions, should have been 2, 3 drops, 25 of 30, 365 yards, 3 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 150.7. What was the Raiders' record coming into the game?
2-0.
Are they considered to be a good team?
Yes, they are.
Why won't this one count? 35 games before Cousins was named the starter of the Redskins, this team was 10-25. That's 10-25 in the 35 games before Cousins was named starter. In the 35 games since, the Redskins are now 20-15, had Dustin Hopkins have made an extra point distanced field goal for a win over the Bengals instead of a tie. That's 10-25 before Cousins, 20-15 with him. Please feel free to reference this to the silly geese that love wins and losses for quarterbacks who aren't smart the next time they tell you he doesn't just win, though. 10-25 in 35 games before he was the starter, 20-15 since he was named the starter. Kirk Cousins, game ball.
Monte Nicholson. Hey, buddy. How's it going, big guy? Want to stay at home in the secondary, intercept a pass on the first drive, huh? Appreciate your time there, pal. I also love the idea that when Michael Crabtree went up for a reception, Monte Nicholson layeth the smacketh down. That was NFL safety play. I have done this thing previously where I think they've got the safety position solved. I overreact after one day. I remember Chris Horton had a pick, and I was like, this safety position is solved. They've got it. I don't know. I don't know if it's Swearinger or Nicholson forever. I don't know. I know this. Last night, he was excellent. Atta baby.
Kendall Fuller, who are you, and what did you do with the last Kendall Fuller? You know what? Don't answer that, and don't invite him back. I like this version of you. What coverage that was. Man coverage in the slot, in the seam, one-on-one, just running down the field, making a nice play, baiting Derek Carr into a throw and picking him off. Derek Carr had 2 picks, was 19 of 31 and completed 1 pass longer than 10 yards last night. Fuller was great. Nicholson was good. Norman and Breland were outstanding. Swearinger flying all over the place. Hats off to the Redskins secondary.
Vernon Davis, usually with no 86 in the lineup, no Jordan Reed, you kind of go, maybe we can get a couple first downs and maybe a big play happens somewhere along the line, but I don't really see it. We're not going to be able to move the football. Yeah, you can. Vernon Davis, touchdown on a great route, a patient route, a grown-up route. He ran past a corner, people. That wasn't some weird mismatch with like a linebacker or some big thumping safety. No, that was a corner that he beat to a spot. I don't know where the ball was. Was it in a perfect spot to catch it? I don't know. I don't even remember what happened, basically. Point of the dude's story is this. Vernon Davis was awesome yesterday.
Josh Doctson. If you don't know, now you know. Get off his back. Leave this man alone. He is better than Terrell Pryor. He is better than any wide receiver on the outside on this roster. Please throw him the football. Please play him more. Please target him. Please allow him to help you win football games. The reason that he was on a milk carton is because the coaching staff wanted him to be on a milk carton. Ryan Grant, you run your cute little routes. You catch your 14-yard passes when they don't hit you in the hands and fall. And that's all well and good. When it's 72 and sunny and everything goes according to plan, Ryan Grant might help you about 72% of the time.
Yeah.
Josh Doctson can do things he can't do. He can do things Terrell Pryor can't do. So I say this to you, Josh Doctson. I'd like to quote Josh Groban, if I could, for a minute. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong I am on your shoulders. You raise me up.
Do you know all these words?
I have the lyrics.
Oh, thank God. I was like, how do you?
More than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate it. Had I have had more musical skill and talent, I would have waited.
You could have just kept going.
Yeah. But there you go. That's how I feel about Josh Doctson this morning. Get off this dude's back. He can play football.
Jonathan Allen, oh my God, do I covet this. I want this. This is what I care about.
What do you covet?
I covet disruptive interior presences. Wait. I want malice. I want hatred. I want venom. I want evil. I want, what the hell are we going to do with
guy, who is this coming into the studio right now? Who's walking in? Oh, it's a little British boy.
Mr. Rouye, what did you like about Jonathan Allen, sir?
I love the idea that they thought they had it all blocked up, but no, they didn't.
Mr. Rouye, what did he do you like so much?
Yeah, he had a sack. Probably should have been credited with the second one. Pushing people around. Listen, he's got good run fits. He fits the run. We stopped him for 4.5 yards on first down. Good run fit. Cute, adorable, awesome. That's, you need that, too. Here's what this league is. When the whole world knows you're going to pass, can an offense pass? And can a defense stop it?
Mm.
Last night, they stopped it. When that gentleman got in between a couple different dudes and made Derek Carr, whatever the guy's dumb name is,
David
be uncomfortable.
Carr. He said David Carr.
Yeah, he looked like David Carr last night.
Oh,
tell you,
man,
that.
You
under
did
assault.
It.
He was
you
under assault. It was assault on Precinct 16, and he was in Precinct 16. It was an angry, violent performance by 95. I need 3 more years of drafting 95s. Give me nothing but Jonathan Allen's in the draft for the next 3 years. Don't you see the value in this? Don't people see now when you have cannibals up front that have hate and malice and evil in their hearts? They hate offense. They hate forward progress. They hate passing, and they will do anything to stop it. Yes, Jonathan Allen. Yes.
Zach Brown. Zach Brown. Thank you. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for joining
Thank you
my
for coming.
Outfit. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
I'm not even going to say anything else. Zach Brown, listen to me. Where are you? Listen, over here. Look over here. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again. Happy Chris Thompson Day, everybody. 800-636-1067. The Redskins pummeled the Raiders. Game balls and gassers. Who gets your game ball? I don't even know if anyone's going to get a gasser today. But if you've got one, you can give that out to next. Kirk Cousins at 11 on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.